Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Let Freedom Ring, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 2 to 4. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And the captain of the ground took Jeremiah and said unto him, The Lord thy God has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord has brought it and done according as he had said, because ye have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing is come upon you. And now behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thine hand. If it seem good unto thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well upon thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me into Babylon, forbear, behold, all the land is before thee. Whither it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither go. What a timely reminder from the Lord that he has the power to free us from the captivity of our greatest enemy. But in order to receive that freedom, we must wait on the Lord. No matter what is going on in our lives or where we are at this current moment, the Lord wants to remind us today that we can count on him to keep his word, no matter how long we have been waiting for him to act. The Bible is very clear that when God makes a promise to us, we can be sure that he will keep it. When God decides to free us from bondage, no weapon of Satan will be able to hold us under captivity. There are many of us who have been allowed the circumstances of our lives to cause us to doubt the word of God. But today God wants us to understand, based on the story of Jeremiah, that we can trust him, that he will keep all of his promises to us. The Lord promised Jeremiah that when the Babylonians took over the kingdom of Judah, that his life would be spared. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14, we saw how Jeremiah was treated by the Babylonians. But one would think that after showing us through these verses the fulfillment of this promise, that God would stop right there. But that was not the case. In Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 2 to 4, the Lord provided us with more detail about the treatment that Jeremiah received from the Babylonians. The word of the Lord said, and I quote, And the captain of the guards took Jeremiah and said unto him, The Lord thy God has pronounced this evil upon this place. Now the Lord has brought it and done according as he has said. Because ye have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice, therefore this thing is come upon you. And now behold, I loose thee this day from the chains which were upon thine hand. If it seem good to thee to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well upon thee. But if it seem ill unto thee to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before thee. Whither it seemeth good and convenient for thee to go, thither go. In this passage of scripture, we see the Lord using the same people who punished the children of Israel to bless Jeremiah. What a fascinating story about the conversation between the captain of the guard and Jeremiah that we saw in verse 4. Here Jeremiah was given the ultimate freedom of choice. Here Jeremiah was given the opportunity to choose to go wherever he wanted. Do you see how loving God is? Although Jeremiah knew that God would keep his word, I am sure if Jeremiah knew that God would have given him this type of choice, I wonder how he would have felt. For those of us who are still waiting on answers to our prayers, please continue to hold on. For those of us who are still waiting to see God's promise fulfilled in our lives, please hold on. The same God who pulled Jeremiah from the dungeon to ultimate freedom will do the same for you and I. We just need to be patient and wait on the Lord. I pray that we will continue to put all of our trust in the Lord, knowing that no matter what God says, no matter what the circumstances are, God will always keep his promises to us. I pray that we will also continue to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, knowing that at the end of the day, God will always release us from the bondage and give us ultimate freedom. Let us pray. Father, what a message. What a reminder. Wait patiently. You will not only live up to your words, but you will also free us from the bondage of sin. Help us today to put our trust completely in you and to wait patiently so that we can receive the things you have in store for us, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.